Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Texas Blues here. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Folks, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. I encourage you to do the same. Beverly Imbenibla is our guest. She's our good friend, longtime 19-year member of our Brain Trust. She is one of our top communication experts that I've ever known, and she's helping us with meetings. Beverly, welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us about your company.
Thanks, Jim. TLC, Talk, Listen, Communicate, works with business owners and large corporations, helping them to communicate effectively, being able to listen, read body language, tone of voice, make presentations, all of that good stuff, and, of course, have effective meetings.
Right. And so she does that, folks, for a lot of folks, a lot of big companies, small companies, and so when she speaks, we listen around here. Okay, Beverly, what are some other things? In the previous segment, we talked about three things are the worst things you can do in a meeting.
Right.
What about some of the best things you can do?
Okay. Well, for participants, number three would be give input before the meeting. Even if it's not asked for, if you know that, let's say, Mary is getting a meeting and she hasn't asked for input, call Mary. Walk over to Mary. Give input of something that you would like covered.
Prior to the meeting.
Can I have
90 seconds to talk about this and to ask for help with this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put me on the agenda.
Yes, because you do not want to blindside the leader.
Right.
You don't want to bring something up at the meeting that the person is not prepared, maybe doesn't think it's the right time to discuss. So you want to let them know ahead of time.
And if you bring it up at the end, when everybody thinks they're about to leave, they're already gone.
That's right. And you're very unpopular.
Right. It's like it's almost like reminding the teacher that she didn't give the homework.
Right. Or my dog ate it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, number two is avoid being spontaneous. And here I'm going to speak to the extroverts for just a moment, and you know who you are. You're the first one to speak up, and you're thinking out loud. Stop. Yourself jot down your idea.
Boy,
let
howdy.
Other people say something.
Is this a good idea, folks? This is so important. I have gotten myself into more trouble by not doing this, and I've gotten myself out of more trouble by doing it.
That's right.
Because when I think about it, when I write it down, like you say, when I think about it, 50% of the time I don't even do it. It turned out to be a bad idea. It wasn't just that I wasn't going to say it right. It was that I shouldn't have said it.
Or that, gee, if I had been more prepared, I wouldn't have made that comment.
Or if I'd waited one more minute, it would have become clear to me.
Yes, yes. So I'm an extrovert, a pure extrovert divided between task and people focused, but I will sit at meetings very casually with my left non-dominant hand. It just looks like it's just brushing my chin, but my thumb is right under that mandible. And if I think I'm going to say something, I just press, and it keeps the jaw shut. Hard to talk when your mouth is shut.
I love that.
And the best thing I think a participant can do is ask open questions. When somebody says something stupid, let me define stupid, I don't agree with that. When someone says something you don't agree with, instead of coming out with a comment, ask a question. And an open question, how or what? How do you see that working with blah, blah, blah? Or what, mm-hmm. what are the benefits of this? Because you'll learn rather than sticking your foot out there in front of everybody and being shown that you're not prepared. Okay? So those are the best things for a participant.
What about also not challenging? Maybe this, you sort of indicate this a little bit, but maybe this is a little more expansive. What about not challenging someone who's bringing up a good idea in front of the group until you maybe go challenge them separately. In other words, if it's a global idea that you think won't work with one customer, don't shoot down the whole idea by bringing up one example.
That's right.
I've had that happen before, and just say, hey, this is probably going to be good for everybody. We got this one customer. What are we going to do about them? Do that in private.
And that kind of goes under the don't for the leader. Don't get sidetracked. So if somebody starts going down a particular path,
right,
don't go with them. Bring them back as soon as you can, and not just saying, well, thank you for that one example, Jim.
Right.
Now, we're back to talk, and just segue back to the main topic.
How do we know if we've had a successful meeting?
Well, I define a successful meeting if you have, first of all, the right people, the right amount of time, and it was worth everyone's time. Because if it was worth everyone's time, everybody contributed, got something out of it, and it was a meaningful meeting.
Is it possible that you won't know if you had a successful meeting today until you have another meeting next week?
Yes. And if you have another meeting just because you ran out of time on the first meeting was not a good meeting.
Right.
I am uber organized. sometimes my clients will have me plan their meetings, and their comments are always, man, we got a lot done. I guess we don't need to meet Thursday for 2 hours. And I just look at them and say, I don't think you do.
There you go. Hey, Reverend, I gotta wrap it up. Give us the website again, please.
My website is talklisten.com.
All right, so check it out, folks, and you'll find Beverly there. Beverly Imanebo, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Thanks, Beverly. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.